Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Five the Bone. It is the Mike Kelta Show. Galvin, Spanish, and Carmen in studio. Mike in Montreal for the big comedy festival. By the way, tomorrow, Ian Beck. Ian Beckles coming in, right?
Yeah, Ian Beckles, myself, and a special guest on the phone, so Carmen can hang out with us at the big table.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I'm going to be out tomorrow, so.
Yeah. Enjoy your vacation, Galvin. It is well earned and deserved.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Let me know if you get into anything good this weekend, because I always like to hang out with you, but.
No, I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Duh. You don't even know what's going on.
I was hoping that I was going to be where you need me and you would just show up and we could hang out there.
Nope. Again, pencil me in. Let's go to the hotline, though, and welcome international guest Mike Kelta. Mike, what's going on, man?
I really forget that this is another country.
Yeah.
I don't know how to dial out. I couldn't call you guys. I don't know the dialing instructions.
Is it any different, though? You were worried about everybody speaking French and not being able to communicate with them, but everybody speaks English, right?
So far, a lot of French, but very polite. And for some reason, everybody thinks that I'm Big J. Lucasen.
Oh, really?
Everybody's like, you were so funny last year. I'm like, well, thank you.
Everything goes smooth with the flights and everything?
Yeah, everything was good. I didn't know that the flight from Detroit to Montreal was a tiny plane. That was real scary. But anyway, I have been here. I had a good night last night. Saw a lot of our friends. Steve Byrne was here last night. So pretty good to stay there. No, Robert Kelly, Godfrey, Dave Attell. Last night was like Ari Shaffir, all the guys that were like, that come on our show, did a show last night at a theater. So I went to go see that and hang out with them. And then, have you seen that show? Remember the show that Bert did on Comedy Central where he sang with Scott Stapp?
Yeah, the Comedy Jam, the damn Comedy Jam.
Yeah, so the comedian gets up there and he tells a little story, and then he sings a song. So they had that going on last night, and Robert Kelly, he played Highway to Hell again on drums.
Oh, cool.
With the band. Yeah, it was pretty good. And then, why have we never had Chris Porter on the show?
I don't know. I know Bert likes him a lot, and I know he was on Last Comic Standing, but I don't know when the last time he was through.
A lot of times we have this notion about them that they're going to suck because of Last Comic Standing, but I met him last night. He was there with Steve. He got up there and did a Joe Cocker song and absolutely killed it. I mean, he was like a really played guitar. These comedians are really, I was very impressed. We need to do something like that. We need to find out which ones can actually play and jam with them when they come in the studio.
Yeah, that'd be very cool. I saw some video, I don't know whether it was last night or maybe earlier in the week, but I saw where Steve Byrne was up there with Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Yeah, really?
No, yeah. Yeah.
Steve's been here for 2 weeks in Montreal. He's about burnt out, but he looked good, man. He looked good. Something was already telling you. I don't know. It's been so crazy. crazy. I didn't get home. I didn't get back. I finally had to go back at like 2 o'clock because I was up for 20 hours. I'm like, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, it was funny because we were debating on whether you were going to be able to call in or Skype in or anything. And Carmen brought up that you posted on Facebook and it was like 4 hours prior to the show beginning. And I said, oh, well, then it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I have actually been up. But did she tell you what I posted?
No. What did you post?
This is pretty interesting. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know if it comes across as well in text as it does saying it. But last night when I was going back to the hotel, I mean back to the lobby, I ran into Ron Bennington. And for those of you who are new in Tampa, I don't know who you are, but the Ron and Ron show was the. I mean, you couldn't touch it. When I worked in FLV, even they were like, "Well, we just." Play music in the morning because nobody's touching Ron or Ron. I mean,
right.
I would say I learned some of the most stuff I've learned about radio from their show. If you can tell me that I base my show on what I learned from Howard and what I learned from Ron and Ron, that would be the truth. Live gigs and all that stuff is like I got from them.
Yeah, to the point where they were on in Pensacola, and I was working in the nightclub business, and I would put a tape in and record their show so I could listen to it when I woke up later that afternoon.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were really a good show, and you know, I always refer to Ron Diaz as the godfather of Tampa Bay Radio, and then when they split up, Diaz stayed here, and Ron Bennington went to... he went to a couple of different places, but then he went to Sirius, where he pretty much is the comedy guy
right now
for the last 10 years on that station. He does all the like the one-on-one type interviews and all the big comedians. But anyway, so I ran into Ronnie B in the hall yesterday, and he was with the lady. And I said, hey, Ronnie B. He's like, hey, buddy. And we talked for a couple of seconds, and he introduced me to the girl. And he said, this is Mike Calvi. He's like the biggest thing in Tampa. He's got the biggest radio show in Tampa. And I thought, if you only knew how funny that was.
Right.
If you only knew how many times I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to the show, and I was late for work because I was listening to you guys. And to hear him say that was just like the most full circle thing that's ever happened.
How you went to their big live thing down in Miami, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to a live gig at the Bunk South. I tried several unsuccessful times to get an internship there before I actually got into radio. That was the first show outside of Howard that I ever went, holy cow, this show was great. Then when I moved to Miami, they were on in Miami. And, you know, I got to listen every morning because I had an early job. And I was just always a huge fan of that show. And I always hoped at one point I would work with them. And then they ended up breaking up, so... I don't know, it's just weird how things work out.
Yeah. So is it just like every comedian we've ever seen up there right now or what?
Yeah, like to the point you're like, oh, yeah, there's what's his name. You know, it's so funny to, you know, all the guys we've had come through our show, there's just like a handful of them that we have, you know, guys that have been in my house, guys we go out to dinner with, and the rest of them just come through the show as a guest. And you don't know if they're going to remember you or whatever, but man, I was walking through last night here. Galvin! It was John Reap.
Oh, yeah.
I turned around, I was like, Galvin still thinks you're funny. John Reap, I ran into Billy Wayne Davis. You know, guys just that we know, but yes, every big name comedian, Michael Chang, Colin Jost hosted a party last night, Spades hosting something tonight, Seinfeld is here. I don't know. It's crazy, and all they want to do is drink and tell stories. So,
how about Colin Jost? So, whenever Steve Byrne came through, Colin Jost was opening for him, then wound up getting the job on Saturday Night Live doing Weekend Update and stuff, and now banging Scarlett Johansson, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. They say that they broke up, but still, even if he banged her once, that's
right,
goddamn good.
Well, she's all about the open relationship, Scarlett Johansson. So he's probably banging her on the reg while she's in town, and then you know she just goes and does her thing. Yeah,
I'll allow it.
Wow. So do you think you have a chance now because you were in an open relationship?
You goddamn right. I think I have a chance.
Yeah, something to talk about. Hey, I like to bang a lot of people too.
I'm as tall
what
as
is your, what is your status like? What's going on? Are you tearing? You would think that once you were free, you'd be tearing it up.
Well, I mean, I'm out there.
Kelly is.
I'm doing stuff. Yeah, doing stuff. out there getting
like, what kind of stuff? Like, I feel like you're not telling us.
No, I tell you guys, I'm, you know, dating, I guess, casually, not really anything serious.
Yeah. Anything.
If I find out you got a little secret girlfriend, we're gonna have problems.
No, you would be the first one to know if I had a girlfriend of any kind. But no, I'm mostly just you know, having sex with girls.
You are, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yes.
Why do I get the feeling you're still with Kelly?
No, because I'm not with Kelly. Okay. I just am just still trying to be considerate of her feelings.
He just banged on his birthday,
that
which
is
was
true.
Last week.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
I also like to point out that I'm not promoting that you break up with Kelly. Like, I'm not for or against that.
Well, I know you secretly know what I mean? Like, hated her, but, you know, it's okay.
I see. What?
I said, I know you've secretly hated her for years, but it's okay.
No, if anything, I secretly want to have sex with her.
I knew it.
Not so much a secret.
Yeah.
Right. And I like her personality-wise, too, I guess. But I think, like Galvin, like I don't know why you would lie to us if you guys are still together. We like her.
No, that's the thing. If we were still together, I would tell you. I mean, you know, I'd tell you everything. So, yeah. Yeah, I would tell you. I'm not good at keeping secrets.
I know. It makes it fun. I get to live through you and your disgusting Bumble account.
Yeah.
Not to change subjects, but right now we have a SWAT team action going on. Fowler in Nebraska, I guess there's somebody who's in their car and won't come out, and the SWAT team's out there and all kind of stuff happening.
So Fowler and Nebraska,
yeah,
I know very well. I've lived here for a long time, and that was when I first moved here. My girlfriend went to USF, and we were always in that area. So I can tell you there's some pretty awesome things on that corner. There's a Burger King. There's a gas station where all the crackheads hang out. There's a McDonald's with the absolute worst drive-thru across the street there. And then there's like an indoor flea market. So it's some pretty good stuff on the four corners of Fowler, Nebraska.
I remember when I first got here and was doing some remotes and doing different things, and was it the Burger King or McDonald's right at the exit to go down in Ybor right there on First or whatever it is.
There's a McDonald's.
It's a Burger King. So yeah. I did a remote out there. No, but there is a Burger King too. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's not the McDonald's. There's a Burger King there. And I did a remote out there for something. I forget what it was.
Oof.
I think I got stabbed.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I was like, what in the world?
My God.
Is going on here?
Did I tell you, I was in an area one time and a lady came running and crying, and I cracked my window. I don't know what she thought she was asking for money, and I was like, what? She's like, I need help. I got stabbed.
Oh.
And I looked at her, and she actually had no blood, but she had a deep stab wound in her leg. She was wearing shorts.
Oh.
It looked like somebody like with a switchblade plunged the knife in her leg. I could see like the fat layers.
Oh.
Like, oh, you want me to call 911? And she's like, no, and she ran away from me. I don't know what you wanted.
I got warrants.
In the corner. What's that?
I said, I got warrants.
Yeah, I turned the corner and there was a cop. And I rolled up to the cop and I rolled my window down and he looked at me and I go, hey, I don't want to bother you, but a lady just ran up to my car and said she got stabbed, and she did. And he goes, yeah, I keep telling her I want to call her an ambulance and she runs away. I go, she ran away from me, dude.
Weird. Yeah, but there's SWAT team out there right now.
Missing you.
But by the way, SWAT team is so bored. They're like, man, we are so dying to shoot somebody and now we're just babysitting this idiot while he sits in his car.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they get an opportunity to shoot him. We'll see.
Nobody's gonna have a bomb in a car in Nebraska and Fowler.
It's Fletcher.
You know what I mean? There's nothing over there to blow up.
Oh, Fletcher. I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong spot. It's Fletcher in Nebraska.
Okay, now we have significantly upgraded because the Todd Theater is on the corner over there.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Yep, the Todd Couple
Superstore. Todd Theater. Superstore. Todd Theater is for us old school Tampa people. Todd Adult Superstore on one corner, abandoned gas station on the other, crackhead gas station on the other, and storage/mobile home park on the other.
Yep.
Other than the Todd, there's really nothing to protect.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Hopefully nothing bad.
What are you, how long are you up in Canada for?
I'm here until I come back on Sunday. I leave Sunday morning.
All right. Any plans? Like, is there certain things that you're definitely doing, or are you just kind of playing it by ear and seeing what the guys are up to?
No, like I have a podcasting to do at noon today, And then I have a dinner thing I have to go through tonight, and I don't know what's happening afterwards. Netflix did this huge party last night. And by huge party, I just mean a bunch of comedians. You want to hear something so funny about comedians? They walk around with this awesome air about them, like they're famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about these guys you see on Netflix or whatever. I'm talking about like guys who tour. They walk around like with hoodies on and their heads up in the air like they're cool crap, you know?
Right.
And then they have to stop and talk about who's going to pay for, well, I only have like $6. What do you have? And they're all poor as hell.
Right.
Like, comedians don't make much money until they're super famous. So it's just so funny that they're so arrogant and so poor at the same time.
You were saying podcast later on. Your podcast, or are you doing somebody else's podcast?
I have to do somebody else's podcast, but I've invited Robert Kelly. I brought the equipment up here since Cox wasn't able to make me go live. I brought the equipment up here so that I could tape. So I got Bobby Kelly's going to come by. Billy Wayne Davis is going to come by, Steve Byrne, all the guys that we saw. So I'm going to try and bank some stuff based on their availability.
Now, cool. Why do I feel like you're holding out on us and not letting us know whose podcast?
Listen, I can't talk about it anymore.
I was going to say, they do this once a year, right? This is the 5th annual one, right?
No, this is like the 35th.
Oh, 35th.
They've been doing this forever.
Well, I'm just saying, I know this is your first year. Is there like a possibility of all of us going next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Carter, if you wanted to come, I would have taken you.
Mike, you know I want to come. Whenever you go on a trip, I want to go, just from now on.
He asked me if I wanted to go.
He didn't ask me.
Just me and you in a foreign city that speaks the language of love.
Foreign country.
Great trip. Skinny Carmen.
Yeah, see, now that I'm skinny, I want to go everywhere.
What do you mean you only have one bed? We were supposed to have two beds. Sorry, Carmen.
Uh-huh.
They're all booked? Okay.
Is Super Agent Tony Burton up there or no?
He sure is. The whole goddamn comedy section of the agency is here, and boy, do they like to drink.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, this is, you know, they're in the office all the time, so this is fun time for them.
Right.
And I was like, listen, nerds, I got to tap out. I'm tired.
So are they scouting for like new talent and stuff, or are they just up there to party and drink and use it as an excuse?
Yeah, no, this is legit. I mean, they are they're going to like New Faces show. They've had meetings all lined up. I mean, this is a work trip.
I wonder, is there anyone who has the heat? Anybody up there have a big buzz where you're like, oh, we got to go see this guy. He's supposed to be the new guy.
Yeah, there's a guy named Jared. I forgot his last name. He's from Boston, and he's very funny. I heard his stuff, and then I met him, and now I hate him because he's so goddamn handsome.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
And he's from Boston.
He's so good-looking and funny.
And from Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll let that slide.
Yeah. All right, so Sexy Jared is the one to look out for.
Son of a bitch.
What do you got going on today?
I was supposed to go and meet Jim Norton this morning. Jim and Sam are doing their show here, but I got too busy, and by that I meant sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I definitely have a feeling that there's going to be like comedians secretly hate each other.
Sure,
I guarantee you by the end of the week there's going to be a good comedian fight.
Ooh,
yeah. There was a lot of finger pointing last night, and a lot of jealousy in the room.
I definitely have a feeling by the end of the week you're going to cause a good comedian fight or instigate one.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I get it all on video.
Back to the podcast. Who is it?
What's up?
Any good strip clubs out there or better than Tampa?
So from what I hear, they're great. A certain person that we know from Montreal texted me and said that the girls are allowed to do things to each other's areas on stage.
Wow.
And I've heard those stories before, but I did not. I walked past a couple of them last night, but I have not gone to any. And I'm sure I will absolutely give you a full report if I do.
Send me pictures.
Is it nice up there right now? Is it cold or what's it like?
Beautiful. It's in the 70s. Oh. It's kind of like a... it's kind of like Manhattan meets, it's like a European Manhattan. Like, it's really a nice, Montreal's really nice.
That's cool.
What, you guys talk about soldiers with boobs and penises thing?
We did, yeah. We talked about that quite a bit in news. And, of course, no matter what you say, people are going to be mad about it and stuff. I said, listen, I said, if you want to volunteer and fight for our country, I think you absolutely should have the right. But of course, you know, then people are, I'm not paying for a guy to get his wiener cut off. And, you know.
I don't care. Yeah, I'll pay for it. You just, nobody asked me. They didn't call me up and say, hey, Sergeant O'Connor needs to have kidney surgery. I don't even know what the surgery is. If I'm paying taxes, I'm paying the same amount of money. Just do whatever you gotta do. It's not like everybody's gonna be like, okay, well, since they're paying for it, let's all get some boobs, you know?
Yeah.
I say we create an entire army of transgender men who have the appearance of a sexy woman but also have cancer. That would blow most Middle Eastern armies. They will have no idea what to do. I said it pretty clearly on social media yesterday. Anybody that wants to go fight, that's not me. I fully support.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I say, why do we not go to lifers in prison and say, hey, we'll give you a chance. You're going to be stationed in the Middle East, and your choice is to rot in this prison and die or go over there and serve. I would say a bunch of them would take the shot. Go. Get out.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
And get boobs if you want to. I don't care. The more of them, and by them I mean anyone else, the more of them that fight, the less of us that have to fight.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're past it, though, you and I. We're old. Mm. We don't have to worry about it.
But I would think the young... Oh, you mean for fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the age now where I'm about 5 years away from grabbing a pitchfork and go, I'll go over there if I have to.
Yeah.
Well... I can't believe that anybody is arguing against it. It's ridiculous. Who cares?
What was the, Carmen, what was the meme that you saw?
Oh, that the military spends more on Viagra for men than they do on transgender medical procedures.
Right. Yeah. Did you say that? I don't know whether that sounds right. I don't know whether that's just made up. Yeah. Is the government giving all our military people Viagra?
I don't know.
Patrol.
Yeah.
Six. They only come in at certain times. Yeah, that's been thrown around the news yesterday. I heard them bring that up in arguments a couple of times. I don't know. I can't see how there's certain things you can put up an argument and go, I don't know. This guy's got a wiener and boobs. It's kind of weird. I don't want him doing this. I can hear you. You may have an argument. In this case, I'm like, who cares? If somebody is like, I'd like to go fight for this country, I don't care if you had a half a head, two penises, whatever you got. Thanks for being a patriot. Good luck.
Yeah. Better watch that talk in Canada.
Yeah. But we did have a lot of ex and current military people call in that did support the ban, but only if it was before post-surgery or, you know what I mean? Like, different stipulations. There was a lot of...
A lot of people online are like, mostly the military people are like, I don't want to pay, like the other one said. And the other one, the other argument is, you need to be mentally sharp and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I think that if you think your whole life, if you're born a man and you think your whole life that you should be a woman, you're not mentally sharp while you're still a man. Once you have the change, you probably have the peace of mind that you've been searching for your whole life, and you probably feel better than you ever did before. So I don't know how we don't take that into consideration.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, no matter what you say, there's going to be an argument to it, you know, one side or the other.
I would just like to see them capture one giant 6-foot-tall, long-haired blonde with 34 Ds and a 7-inch penis and just go back and have to tell the head Taliban guy, I'm not sure what we have. Freaking out.
Something happened to your phone. It kind of went really filtering sound. I don't know if you want to hit it or do something. I'm sure that'll fix it.
I'm pretty sure that's...
there you go. Now it's way better.
This phone call just cost $87.
Oh, boy. I hope Cox approved it.
Yeah.
But I'll probably have to get corporate permission to pay for that.
Right. Yeah, we'll work it out. So today you have the podcast with...
Yep, and I'll let you know.
Oh, all right. Any good food so far?
Yeah, so last night I ate a, I have no idea. They had like little food stations at a Netflix party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just want to go up and get like a piece of cheese or sushi or whatever they make. I had like a corned beef sandwich.
Oh.
Like a corned, I don't know where it came from, but it was the best thing I've ever, I was so goddamn hungry. So, I don't know. Yesterday was a late day. I got here and today, tomorrow, I'll have a full report. I'll be on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff for all the good stuff.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Have fun up there, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
All right. As they say in Montreal, goodbye.
Love you, Mike.
Oh, goodbye. There you go. Mike Helta, live from Montreal. We didn't know whether we were going to talk to him today or not.
It's good that we got to talk to him.
I knew we were going to.
You lie. You lie. He was on what the engineers call a phone.
That's what that is. You didn't want to go, Galvin? I know you mentioned that he offered to take you, but you're really big into comedy. I figured this would be like one of the things that you would actually enjoy going to.
Yes, it would, but I was like, I don't know, the timing, it just wasn't right for me to be able to go up there and do that stuff. But, you know, maybe next time.
He didn't invite me either, Carmen, don't worry.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, Spanish, I'm getting ready. You know, throw it out this year, next year.
How about you and I go on a trip and we just don't invite everybody?
Okay.
And
they'll be so sad.
You know, he paid for it.
Right.
It wasn't paid for it through the company.
No.
If it was paid for through the company, I would have been like, I'll go.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Right. True.
You know what I really want to do, and I want to start bringing it up more, is I really want to go to Ireland with you guys to do the Jameson thing.
Who was talking? Somebody was talking to me about that. Oh, Mike Oliveira was talking to me about that the other day. That was a lot of fun. We went 3 years in a row, and it was the Jameson Comedy Festival thing, but it was a big radio thing, and it was over in Dublin, in Ireland, and they had people from all over the world that did radio. They had people from France. They had people from Italy. They had a bunch of different places from here in the States, from like Colorado and LA and, you know, here in Tampa, we went and stuff. So it was a huge broadcast center, and it was in the distillery, because the actual distillery, they have it like set up really cool up top.
Hell,
and then down
below,
it's like glass floors and you can see all the stuff down below. Yeah, but you couldn't drink enough, Jameson.
Really?
Like, they would just give you as much as you could possibly drink.
Yes.
Like, we were doing over there, because it was when we were in the afternoon, but we had to do it over there in the morning because of the time change and stuff. And we're drinking Jameson and coffee and stuff. And, so good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Do they still do it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I know it was a few years ago, they were there was like talk about someone in this station, I think it was maybe like Danielle or someone, they were still on 97X, her and Drew, and they were talking about sending one of them, and then the whole show, and then this, and then that, and then it.
Yeah, because we went like 3 years in a row, and then we're like, all right, that's enough, and then I think people from 97X wound up going a couple years and stuff, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was all paid for, and I mean, it was a blast.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, yeah. So, you never know. Maybe they bring it back around.
That would be so cool. Or, like I was saying, we should just go on a trip together, all of us. Maybe that Keys West trip was fun that we all took.
That was fun. I will admit that was a good time. Maybe something a little more local.
Like that? Okay, all right, fine.
We'll see. All right, well, there you go. Mike Calta, he is up in Montreal at the Comedy Festival up there. Possibly calling in tomorrow when Ian Beckles will be in here hosting with Spanish and Carmen. And I will be out tomorrow, but then, of course, we'll all be back live on Monday. It is 9:26 on a Thursday. Let's take a break. We will be back. It is the Mike Calta Show.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.